The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Resilient Butterfly, the podcast for the people who are just as confused about life as I am. I'm your host, Nay, full-time nursing student, dog mom, and gym junkie, who is here to share my own mistakes and hardships to maybe guide you on how to make your life a little easier. I'm here to share what tools I use to have an uplifting outlook on life, and how I keep in touch with my spirituality, despite how messed up the universe may seem. Let's learn and grow together. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Resilient Butterfly. I hope you guys are having an absolutely amazing day. And if this is your first time tuning in, a very special welcome to you. So in today's episode, we will be talking about relationships. Let's talk about them. And to start off this episode, as always, we will start with the quote of the day. Today's quote of the day is from the .holistic.psychologist on Instagram. And the quote is, "Our ego blinds us from seeing our truth about ourselves and the role we play in our own suffering. We need to see these things in order to evolve." Now let's take a moment to sit with this quote and establish what it means to you. So when I read this quote, I couldn't agree with it anymore. I believe I've talked a little bit about the ego before. And when we feed into our ego, it is in a sense relying on our addictive tendencies to achieve a sense of temporary happiness. That's not true happiness. We succumb to our fears and also our lower level desires, which could be lust or money, fear, those sorts of things. And sometimes when we succumb to those behaviors that feed our ego, they take away from our true happiness and are what actually contribute to our own personal suffering, as the quote implies. And in order to truly grow, you have to acknowledge what your own self-sabotaging does to you. Because when it comes down to it, as I've mentioned before, you create your own reality consciously. So if you're truly not happy, that might be because of your own actions and how you're choosing to go about things. Definitely a food for thought. So, moving on to today's episode, relationships. And when I talk about relationships, I mean romantic relationships. There are definitely all sorts of kind of relationships, but who doesn't love to talk about love in terms of relationships? At a young age, I think I developed this perception of what a relationship was. And I don't necessarily think that was 100% accurate. When I was young, the movie series High School Musical came out, and I remember being completely mesmerized by Troy and Gabriella's relationship. The heartbreak, the fantasy of it all, it drew me in, and I remember, how old was I? Probably around 5 to 6 at that age, thinking, I want to meet someone like Troy Bolton. I want a relationship like that. Oh my goodness. And then also too, I did grow up watching animes, and there were some that I watched that were very romantic. And I noticed through a lot of the plots, it's sometimes this stone cold guy who could be so rude, and it's this innocent girl just chasing after him. And throughout the episodes, you see her break through his facade, but through the process, he says some really messed up things too. And in the end, they live there happily ever after. And when you're watching all these things when you're young, they're definitely very impressionable. I thought that relationships were just not giving up and trying and meeting your Prince Charming and just going head over heels, so much passion and so exciting, just everything so quickly. That's what I thought love was. And I will start this with, I am still very young. I might think I know what love is, but my perception of love is adapting every single day. And what I currently believe love is being able to accept someone unconditionally, truly as they are. It is a state of being that adapts over time, because especially for people who have been in relationship for long periods of time, you can definitely say that the person you were at the beginning of that relationship is not who you currently are. So of course your love for your partner develops over time as you guys change, and it's making that continuous choice to accept them for who they are unconditionally, flaws and all, as they change every single day. Because in relationships, that lust and those butterflies and all that crazy passion that you see in the beginning, that doesn't always last forever. I mean, you could bring it back in your own way, but we all end our honeymoon phase at some point, and it's about what you take to make that work past all those feelings, because feelings are temporary. I believe relationships succeed off making the conscious choice to stay together every single day, because there are distractions everywhere. And if I decided one day I just woke up and I didn't want to be with my current boyfriend anymore, then it wouldn't work out, because that's my choice. No one is forcing me to be in this relationship, but I want to, and that is my choice because I absolutely love the person that I'm with, and I like the person that I am with this person. So that's what I choose to make it work. In one of my previous relationships, something I learned a lot is don't sacrifice yourself in order to make something work. In my past relationship, I was definitely immature, and I would say the person I was with was too. He was older than me, and he was in college, and I was still in high school. And I would get so worked up and so upset because I didn't feel like I was important to him. But then I would avoid voicing those concerns because I didn't want to make him mad. I remember it was Valentine's Day, and I actually helped two of my best friends like organize what they were going to do for Valentine's Day. And I just sat there and cried because I knew nothing was planned for me. And being the hopeless romantic that I am secretly, it broke my heart. You want to feel special. And I didn't understand why I was feeling that way. I thought, but isn't this the perfect relationship? Isn't this the fantasy? How come I don't feel that way? In the end, the relationship obviously ended. And once it ended, I was able to gain some moments of clarity. I was able to realize that I continuously allowed myself to be hurt because I was clinging on to this image of this person that I was with that simply wasn't reality. And it's kind of relating to today's quote, how sometimes our ego is what pulls into our suffering. That wasn't true love that I was experiencing. It was this idea. Because love isn't your tears and being hurt all the time. And I lost sight of myself. I tried so hard to make something work that I would suppress my emotions. I tried so hard to create this image that I thought was appealing. And how is that love? It's not. After I got out of that relationship, it took me a while to find myself again. And I ended up being with the person I currently am. And he has taught me, and he continues to teach me so much about what unconditional love truly is, and what I definitely think a relationship should be in order to be successful. For starters, we don't argue. In my past relationship, and even with my relationship with my parents, we argue a lot sometimes. And I thought that you had to argue in relationships because that was what made you grow. And that's definitely not to say that me and my current boyfriend don't have disagreements, but it's the way that we handle them that doesn't make them arguments. I can voice when I have an upset, and he can do the same, and we have a simple conversation. We're not yelling at each other and crying and being in tears. And that perception is what I thought relationships were. All that passion and emotions. But here I am being in a relationship almost 4 years, and I haven't experienced any type of anger. And I also learned that sometimes relationships can feel so easy simply because your partner wants to try. You can't be with someone who doesn't want to try. You can't force them to. And that was one of my mistakes in the past. I would try to force something to work that literally was not going to work. Like, you might as well have hit me upside the head because I just wasn't aware. And when you're young and you have your little blind love goggles on, there's a lot that you don't see. And by no means does my current relationship ever make me feel less than what I am. I realize that there are people out there for you that are exactly what you're worth. I never spend any time wondering, is there something else better out there for me? Because I know what I have is great. And that's definitely not to say that maybe tomorrow my partner will feel different. Maybe he will. But that still won't change that I have unconditional love for him. If my love was dependent on him reciprocating it, it wouldn't last either. Because life is always about making choices and taking risks. And I take the risk to be in this relationship every single day. And you just pour your heart and your soul to someone. And you hope that they can accept it, but they might not. And that's just what reality is. If you live your life in fear and with all these insecurities, you are not allowing yourself to experience love because you're afraid. And that's not to say that you can't be afraid and also take risks, but if you're so hung up on all these other things and insecurities, you can't fully accept the person in front of you for exactly how they are. And common themes that I've seen with a lot of people who are older and who have been together for a long time is their partner is basically their best friend. And I think that's beautiful. Being able to confide in your significant other in such a way. That's what I think relationships are. Being with your best friend and also having those romantic moments. And I mentioned before that feelings are temporary and those butterflies sometimes fade away. And as you progress longer into a relationship, it's that endless effort that shows you what true love is, because you could feel those butterflies at different moments through actions and expressing your love languages and having it reciprocated back to you. It's like a simple bliss in a sense. And through all of it, I was able to grasp my own perception of what true love and relationships are through my own experiences. And that's what us humans do. We experience things, and that's how we learn. So I hope that by listening to my story, some of it can can resonate with you and you could take bits of part of it and apply it to your own life. And that will conclude today's episode. Next week, we will be discussing how the universe lets you know what's right for you. Until next time on Resilient Butterfly.